NPR has learned about a change in how the Trump administration is preparing for the upcoming 2020 census. Unlike for the national headcounts in 2000 and 2010, the U.S. Census Bureau has decided not to create a committee of advisors for the 2020 count. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang explains why that matters.
The 2020 Census Advisory Committee was supposed to be a group of up to 25 volunteers with experience in research, business, marketing, or community-based groups.
What I wanted to do was try to get a committee set up to give us advice on the census and also help us get the word out, you know, about the importance of the census.
That was former Census Bureau Director John Thompson. Before he left the Bureau last June, he helped start the plans to create this committee. Now NPR has obtained a letter from the Bureau that confirms those plans have been stopped. Instead, the agency is going to rely on advisors from two existing committees that focus on scientific issues and on racial, ethnic, and other populations.
I don't want to knock the current committees because I think they're really good, but I don't think that you would get the full breadth of potential users and stakeholders.
The stakes facing the 2020 census are high. The count determines how many congressional seats and electoral college votes each state gets. That's why Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League and chair of the 2010 Census Advisory Committee, thinks that not creating a committee for 2020...
Well, that I really think it's a mistake.
Morial says he's especially concerned that the upcoming census will be the first one in the U.S. to be conducted online. Plus, there's a new citizenship question added by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the census. The question has sparked six lawsuits from dozens of states, cities, and other groups that want it removed because Census Bureau research suggests it could discourage non-citizens and harm the headcount's accuracy. Morial says a new advisory committee could help the Census Bureau meet the constitutional requirement to count every person living in the country every 10 years.
What this all feeds into is whether there's a intentionality to prevent a complete count, or that the department doesn't want transparency, doesn't want accountability.
In a written statement, a Census Bureau spokesperson described the agency's current group of advisors as well-versed. The Bureau is trying to fill open spots on its Committee on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Populations. Nominations are due by August 3rd. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.